worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get out.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Now share among the mutants, and you'll be fine.
Ian Hunter.
I've lost multiple battles of doors.
Mickey.
So, Bridge of Spies, what's it about?
A whole bunch of spies that get tied together to make a bridge.
And Lazy E.
Is it really a stupid thing that you've done if your life is consistently stupid?
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to A Freak Accident.
Let's go!
Episode number 10, can you believe it?
Oh, it's as many fingers as we have.
I know, we're in double digits. It's a big deal for our podcast. It's A Freak Accident. Welcome, welcome. I am the host. My name is Chris Goen, and of course, I've got my compatriots here with me, starting with Lazy E. How you doing, buddy?
I'm glad I'm a compatriot.
We've got the one who frequently loses fights to inanimate objects, Ian Hunter. Welcome.
I won a few battles this week.
Oh, good. That's good.
All right. Fought the good fight.
A.K.A. he opened a door.
You're like John...
Multiple times.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So your record is like John Kasich versus Donald Trump in terms of delegates, right?
It's
wins, losses.
How many wins and losses?
Can we not get into politics? I'm shutting you down. Nope. Nope.
This is Mickey. Mickey's here on the show as well.
Still alive.
Yeah, still alive, although you're sick, right?
Yeah,
It sucks. Well, we'll touch on that in a minute.
I don't want to.
Send us an email, freaks@afreakaccident.com. That's the address. Of course, the back half of that is our website as well, afreakaccident.com. Head over there, click connect on the menu bar. You'll find links to all of our presences on social media, which includes Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Get on there, reach out to us, and let us know you're there. We would love to get to know you, and thank you for taking the time to download our show. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, and we will get delivered to you automatically each and every week. And if you really enjoy the show, leave us a review. So we're glad you're here today, and I'm really looking forward to this episode of the show. We got a lot packed into this one, so you know, it's good. I'm excited. You know what, I should ask, are we gonna start with another Ian story? Because I had somebody that I know point out to me over the week that one of their most favorite things about this show now is looking forward to what thing Ian loses a fight with that week. What object?
I lost a fight 1 week and now it's a thing.
I'm wondering,
no, this was more than 1 week.
Yeah,
what else did I lose a fight with?
I'm wondering now if, like, he's going to come in either this week or next week and be like, you know, so I fell into a bush and it took me 45 minutes to climb out of it or something like that. I don't know. You got anything this week like that?
And to answer Ian's question, you ran into a door, you got stuck in a door, and you hit a pole.
And then you ran into another door.
Yeah.
And you said there are more battles with doors that you've lost throughout the course of your life.
We only peeled back a piece of that onion. There's so much more.
Those are pretty much the only interesting things I do.
It's like he's going to get tied up in his seatbelt tomorrow or something and be trapped in his car. He's going to be calling. They're going to have to get the fire company to come up and cut him loose with the jaws of life.
Hey, what I do on my Fridays is none of your damn business.
I mean, you could argue that maybe that's like, you know, hey, you know, it's a little bit, you know, risque. But no, it's just...
Wait, hold on a second. You think getting tied up in a seatbelt is risque?
Getting tied up, but the fact that it's with a seatbelt is really, really stupid.
He wants to get tied up with a seatbelt. That's what I'm gathering from this.
No, you didn't listen to what I said. I said tied up. Wink, wink.
With a seatbelt.
Implication, Ian. Not necessarily with the seatbelt. I said tied up. I didn't say with a seatbelt necessarily.
We're 2 minutes in and Chris goes out of jokes.
Listen to me when I talk.
He's been out of jokes all day.
This day sucks. All right, anyway, smiling. Anybody got any jokes to tell?
I've been waiting all week to do this.
Good one, buddy. Good one.
I've been waiting all week to do this to him.
How long have you been sick, Mickey? You've been at death's door for quite a few days.
Since Thursday.
Since the last episode came out.
Yeah, I was okay, and then Thursday hit, and then Friday, and then by Saturday, I'm like, I'm going to die.
So
this is going to happen.
What is it? Is it like a virus, or is it the flu, or is it a cold, or, you know?
Well, because I'm stupid, and I don't check my... you know, temperature. You know, burning up for about 3 days straight. And I finally found a thermometer in my house, and it was at like 102.
Well,
that's fairly serious.
Yeah, that's perfectly reasonable.
Slight problems there.
I mean, people die at 104, so, you know, that no cause for alarm whatsoever.
Yeah.
You're at least two degrees safe. That's fine. Yeah.
A little buffer there.
Nothing to worry about at all.
No.
Definitely don't go to the hospital or see a doctor.
I just went to work. I was fine. It was fine.
Oh, so other people got infected. That's great.
Hey, somebody gave it to me, so I'm just passing it along.
Aren't you generous?
She's paying it forward.
That's not paying it forward.
Somebody holds the door open for you. Somebody, you know, pays for your coffee. You get chlamydia. It goes around and around and around.
Thanks. Thank you for comparing my flu to chlamydia.
I don't know what it is. You didn't specify.
I'm assuming it's the flu. Either that or it's just a really bad head cold.
Or chlamydia. She didn't go to a doctor.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we don't know for sure. You want to type it into WebMD and see what results pop up? Guarantee one of them's cancer.
Yeah. I was going to say dead. Dead would probably be one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hashtag Mickey has chlamydia.
No!
Start it going.
Now, that it may not necessarily be true. I'm just saying, going off of what we know and what we don't know, it's a possibility.
Yeah. According to Donald Trump, this is how facts are born.
Exactly. Oof. See, I'm sorry for bringing up...
How did we get back into politics
again?
Keep the politics out of it.
Yeah, I'm sorry I brought it up at the beginning of the show. Now I've got him in that zone, and I'm not feeling good about it.
Nah, we'll be fine.
You know how to get out of it, though?
Bring up listener mail.
Here's the mail, it never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail!
Yes, that's right. It is listener mail. We are back with another installment this week. Ian's brother was nice enough to reach out to us. Now, are you close with this brother, or what's the deal?
Yeah.
He's in another state, though.
Yeah, he's in D.C.
All right, he's deployed. He's a military man.
Oh, boy.
So, but he took the time to reach out to us, and I'm sure this has something to do with his stories from last week.
A couple weeks ago now, actually. That was a couple weeks ago. The story about him re-gifting the DVD to a chick he just started dating.
Oh, was this the one that happened with? Okay, but he says, Dear Freaks, I have to say that I'm a huge fan of this show. I look forward to this show every week. No, I am not saying that because my brother happens to run into doors often. I mean, admittedly, as we've established, that's becoming a staple in the show for many people. You know, people I know look forward to what stupid thing Ian's going to do this week.
He's the human doorstop.
Every show needs a bit of slapstick comedy, and I'm willing to provide that.
I don't think you need to be willing. It's going to happen whether you like it or not. Goes on to say, seriously, you guys are awesome. You get me through the night shift at Andrews Air Force Base every week. So there you go. See?
Yeah, he works from, I think, 8 o'clock at night until very early the next morning.
Third shift, bummer.
Oh.
That could never be me, ever.
Nope.
I did the early morning thing for a while and nearly died. I could never do overnights.
I used to do overnights at Turkey Hill.
Oof.
Let me tell you.
How many times did you get robbed?
I didn't, because it was up in a nice neighborhood.
For those of you who are around the country, because I don't think Turkey Hill is everywhere, are they? It's like a Unimart. It's a gas station,
it's
basically.
It's the Pennsylvania version of a convenient mart.
Right, yeah. It's a convenience store.
So I was in a nicer part of the neighborhood, but there's no way to feel safe when you have to go stalk the back, which they made you do on overnights. So you're leaving the register and just going, all right, let's see what happens.
Good luck, everyone.
Yeah, I come out and I'm like, that's why they give away free coffee to cops.
Ah.
Because it keeps them safe. They stay parked in the parking lot. I'd give them coffee all night. I'm like, come on in. Stay here.
Take whatever you want.
Yeah, you want a donut? I'll buy it. I don't care.
So, let's see. We got John goes on here to say, I do have a question for Mickey. Although he spelled your name like Mickey Mouse. Which
awesome.
We've made that joke before. That's fine. How can you not like pizza? I will be disappointed if this isn't addressed in next week's episode. Well, we are addressing it today. He ends by saying, once again, you guys are awesome. Keep up the great work. Ian's amazing brother, Patrick. Oh, his name's... Oh, John Patrick. Okay, he goes by the middle name, though.
Whatever he's feeling.
That's
that
weird.
Day.
You're a weird guy, John. I'm going to call you John. And he says, P.S., Ian, watch out for doors. Those things come out of nowhere.
So why don't you like pizza?
Yeah, okay. He brings up a good question, because this is something that came up on last week's show that we kind of had to wave off because it wasn't really... We didn't have the time to dive into it. What the heck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I just don't have a taste for tomato sauce of any kind. Like,
So you don't like spaghetti either, or pasta?
I eat pasta, but okay. I eat it with butter and cheese, and people laugh at me all the time because when I go out to eat, I will ask for pasta with just butter and cheese.
No, see, I'll give you, buttered noodles are amazing. It's a very, very good treat.
It is.
It's a good snack.
So you don't like the Foo Fighters. We know you don't like music, or like good music. You don't like pizza. Don't like good food. You don't watch movies, so obviously. You don't watch TV, really. What do you do good?
Stare at ceilings.
Apparently, yeah. I don't get... See, pizza, in my opinion, is the second best food in the world. The first being cheeseburgers. Did I tell you my theory as to why? Did I ever explain that? Okay, cheeseburgers are the greatest food in the world, not just because I eat them like they're going out of style, and I know that's going to have bad repercussions for me in the future, but I eat a lot of... live fast, die young, right? Yes, I'm 27. I probably won't make it past 30, but whatever. Anyway, I eat a lot of cheeseburgers. And the reason they're the greatest food in the world is because, think about it. Remember the four food groups, the food pyramid and all that?
There were more than four.
Whatever. Cheeseburger has all of them. Cheeseburger has all of them. You got meat.
Yes.
You got meat in the burger. You got vegetables in the lettuce and tomato on it. You've got dairy in the cheese, and you've got grains in the bun. There. It's got everything in it. It is the perfect food. It's the superfood.
Uh-oh. Isn't technically a tomato fruit?
Yes.
Fruits and veggies, though. That's
okay,
the category.
Okay, you just said veggies. That's what
whatever. Still. Wow. So look, you think about it, though, right? I'm not wrong. It's the superfood.
Well,
pizza. I mean,
you
pizza,
could do that with chocolate cake, too.
Pizza is a close second because pizza usually has cheese, dairy, sauce. There's your vegetables and or fruit. The dough is your grains. The only thing that's missing is meat. Throw some pepperoni or sausage on there and you're done. You've got the perfect food.
Bacon?
It has everything. I don't understand how you could not like it. It's an American tradition. I think didn't we create pizza?
Yeah.
The idea came from Italy, but we made it perfect. We made it what it is here.
Just like we always do in America.
Yeah, America takes everything and makes it better. USA! USA! USA!
Now, did you eat a bad pizza when you were younger and it turned you off for the rest of your life? Because that can
happen. No, because I eat pizza when I'm forced to eat it, but I try to avoid it at all costs.
And by the way, to answer your thing about chocolate cake, you can't put meat and freaking cheese and everything on a chocolate cake. That's gross, okay? Mm. Vegetables and chocolate, okay?
Where's that bacon place?
Yeah, bacon and chocolate is good.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. That is damn
bacon
good.
Bacon and anything is good.
It's true.
Yeah.
Bacon's a meat.
Right. It's the greatest meat.
But he can't have vegetables in a chocolate cake. Actually.
Yeah, you can.
No. They have a new thing at the cupcake place up in the one place where we live. They have German chocolate carrot cake.
You can't do all of those things on a chocolate cake. That's gross.
It's been done.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has, but those people are weird. That's weird. A cheeseburger is a perfectly natural thing, and it's perfect. Pizza is perfectly natural, and bastardizing chocolate cake to try and make it a superfood? Come on. I love chocolate cake. Don't be ridiculous.
Can I issue a challenge here?
Yeah,
go ahead.
If I could somehow bring up some chocolate cake next week with some lettuce and bacon on it, will we try it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's happening. Totally. I'm gonna combine all the food groups into a chocolate cake, and we'll eat it next week.
We'll periscope it.
Yeah.
We'll do it live, too.
Is there anything better than a well-made burger or cheeseburger, whichever you prefer? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And we're close to that season where we can start grilling stuff again, which is very exciting.
Yeah, I'm starting next week, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, you tell me you don't like cheeseburgers, too, Mickey.
No, I eat cheeseburgers.
Oh, okay. Oh, see, she's all right.
Cheeseburger. Yeah.
So what don't you like about pizza? I mean, you don't like the sauce, whatever. What don't you like? What is the main reason?
The bread and the sauce. It just doesn't ever fill me up, and I'm never like...
What kind of pizza are you eating that doesn't fill you up?
Any kind. Doesn't matter.
Chicago deep dish is not pizza. Sorry, Chicago, but that's terrible. We're the pizza capital of the world where we live.
Yeah.
Old Forge, PA is right down the road.
Yeah.
Don't tell me New York. I don't want to hear it. Again, we perfected it. We did.
Done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mickey sucks.
I really thought Patrick
I'm okay
was,
with that.
I really thought Patrick was going to write an email complaining about the story I told about him a couple of weeks ago, though.
No, he's complaining about the fact that I don't like pizza.
Which is a very valid criticism, for the record.
Don't care.
In fact...
I am entitled to my own opinion.
If you would like to
They're still wrong.
email about your complaint about Mickey not liking pizza. Freaks at afreakaccident.com.
That is the email. And John, Patrick, whoever you are, thanks for giving us something to talk about in this edition of Listener Mail. Listen to my voice. It's penetrating your mind.
Stop that.
We got a great show lined up for you. Here are our subjects for this week. We got a news update. We're going to do another one, a couple of quick hits here. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about in that. I'm not going to go over them because, well, we'll hear them when we get to the segment. We've also got poor habits that are easy to fall into. And I'm eager to see how many of us actually are involved with these habits. Like, how many of these do we have?
Probably all of them.
Yeah, I've got most. So.
And we could probably come up with new ones to add to that list.
Totally. Erin Andrews, good news coming out of her trial. We'll kind of recap that whole situation. And also, we've got wrestling talk because it's the road to WrestleMania. It's a freak accident, and we're glad you're here.
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
News update.
It'll never stop being funny.
It gets funny. It gets funnier each time.
Welcome to a news update. We're going to hit a couple of stories here all rapid fire like because
that's the Gatling gun of news.
Either that or was Gollum getting tickled. I'm not sure what it was. Yeah, it was weird though.
OJ, why do you keep doing this? OJ, why do you try?
Why OJ?
That's a good question. OJ Simpson is back in the news again. Didn't think you'd ever hear that those words spoken, did you?
No, it's like we're in the 90s again. OJ's back in the news. Full House is a popular thing again.
And there's a Clinton running for the White House.
I know, it's just all coming back together.
Thanks to Philip DeFranco for that song. Yeah, O.J. Simpson is back in the news because even though he's in jail for when he robbed those people,
right?
That was what he went to jail for. Ironically, they found a bloody knife on his former property, the same property where he was living at the time his ex-wife Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman were killed in 1994. This is substantial because the murder weapon was never found. Right? They found the bloody glove, which didn't fit, but they never found the murder weapon.
And they always said that it would be like a pocket knife type thing, like they found.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact weapon they were speculating.
Captain Andrew Nyman, one of those, said a construction worker purportedly found the knife buried on the Simpson estate in Brentwood in the 1990s and apparently handed it to an off-duty or retired LAPD officer who was providing security during the filming of a movie nearby. Nyman, cautioning the story could be bogus from the get-go, said police learned of the existence of the knife in the last month and recovered it from the now-retired officer. The Simpson house was demolished in 1998 by a new owner because, yeah, who wants those bad vibes in your life?
Sure.
What were you going to say, Ian?
That was what I was going to say.
I am the furthest thing from a truther. But I find it a little sketch that they find all this evidence, this big-time evidence, at the same time The People versus OJ is on FX.
That is kind of interesting, isn't it? Yeah, that it happens when that show is very popular and doing very well in the ratings. How could we get OJ Simpson back in the news? Hey, did anybody know where that guy went who had the knife?
You know what? Just put a knife there. We don't need to find out who.
But apparently the police are investigating this. So
he is going to be in jail for the rest of his life, right? That armed robbery pretty much put him away for a long time.
It was like 30 years. Yeah. So for his life, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, what's he going to be, like 80-something when he gets out?
If not older. Yeah,
your life's over at that point. You excited?
Nope.
Yeah.
Do you know who O.J. Simpson is?
Oh, yes!
Who was O.J. Simpson? Tell me in excruciating detail.
He was a football player.
Nice. That's actually more than I thought you would know.
Wow, yeah. Most people just go straight for he was the murderer, which he was, because you know he did it, too.
Oh, my God.
How he managed to finagle his way out of that trial, I will never figure out, but he definitely did it. There's no way he didn't.
I'll tell you how. I watched The People versus O.J., and because I was so young when that was going on, I didn't really get in depth. Like, I didn't know how to understand all that, but they say in the show, basically, it was Johnny Cochran making it not about OJ, but against the LAPD, which at the time
was really a racist group of people. Mark Furman. Yeah. Mark Furman went on trial. It was basically his trial. And then on top of that, the prosecution did so terrible.
Yeah. That's what I was going to bring up. The prosecution for that case, lawyers for OJ have come out later and said, yeah, the prosecution was terrible. That was easy.
I'm going to love it if this actually ends up being real, though.
Oh, my God, that'd
and
be great.
And they tack on additional charges to his sentence. Though. Yeah, I don't think they can either. It's something, I don't know.
Double
it's
murder.
Double jeopardy.
Double jeopardy. Yeah, that's it.
All right, yeah. Yeah, true. Still, though, it'd be funny if they were like, yeah, this happened. I mean, he may not get any charges for it, but just to finally know definitively, OJ did it. That in and of itself is a victory.
If you got an issue, let's debate it. Focus on the game while my ball boy deflates it. Nice for Brady. Too hard.
There's been a lot of Ice Baby covers on this show lately, I notice.
It's a popular subject.
Now Ryan Shibley is contributing with this Tom Brady-related song because apparently Ian dropped this in our show prep over the last week. Some seventh grader might have disproved Deflategate.
Yeah, apparently he did a science project. This kid is from Massachusetts. No shocker there.
Already he's got a strike against him.
Yeah, though. I know.
That alone.
Thanks.
But he wanted to prove that Tom Brady was innocent, and in his little study that he did, I guess this kid wins science fairs all the time, he actually proved that footballs do lose PSI in weather conditions very similar to the way they were in the game.
I'm just pissed at this kid because during science fairs, I built like volcanoes. This guy's disproving big cases in law. That is fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, though. The kid must have had some kind of error in his experiment because this has been peer-reviewed by people like Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye, the science guy, who proved that it is not possible for the ball to have gone down by that much because of a few varying factors. Number one, the temperature outside. Number two, the temperature where it was inflated. And number three, the temperature of the air that they were inflating it with. All of those things combined, when you actually look at how the NFL does it, wouldn't have been possible for it to deflate to it. By 2 pounds.
And Ian, are you really going to discredit a guy where his legal last name is the science guy?
Yeah, I'm not saying I believe this kid. I actually
don't. No, this kid's an idiot, and I want him written out of science forever for having the audacity to do this, because he even admits, I just wanted to prove that Tom Brady wasn't guilty. Well, maybe you were a little biased in your outcomes of your experiment then, huh?
I love that the kid's last name is Goodell.
that is kind of funny.
The irony.
The war of the Goodells over the future of Tom Brady. We know he did it, that cheat in some...
But Tom Brady's still going to beat Roger Goodell in this. Let's not try to pretend that Tom Brady's going to be punished for this.
Yeah, no.
There's no way that the NFL is going to, you know, win this case.
Yeah.
They'll just look worse than the outcome.
Cheating bastard. He definitely did it. He definitely did it. Him and Belichick and that whole team, bunch of cheaters. Terrible, ruining my game.
You need to calm down. He's in seventh grade.
I want you dancing.
Ever just want to run out into a highway and take your clothes off and dance?
No.
Every day.
Call that my Tuesdays.
I gave Mickey a coughing fit by proposing such a thing.
Yep.
It was John Mellencamp. That song, wow.
It was before he was cougared, or after he was cougared.
This is a very interesting story that I think everybody was talking about like a day ago. Right? It was like a day or two ago. This was in Houston, westbound US 290, which I'm assuming is a very busy and prominent highway in the Texas area. I don't know. Houston's not near Dallas, is it?
5 hours away.
No.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, does this highway, I mean, do you know if this highway is prominent in Texas or not?
What was the one again?
US 290?
Yeah, US 290, I think it was a big road. I think I remember hearing about that.
Okay.
A lot.
All right, so anyway, 9 a.m. this occurred in Harris County. The sheriff's department explained that a 25-year-old naked woman wandered into traffic on 290 near Huffmeister, that's a great name for a town, and caused a three-car pileup. So immediately she caused an accident because she was naked. Shortly after, she climbed onto the top of a large 18-wheel big rig. Climbed onto the top, not just like...
How do you climb onto the top of an 18-wheeler?
She Spider-Man'd her way up the side and was like on the roof.
When you're naked?
Yeah.
Ouch! Yeah. Oh!
Maybe she just used like her flop sweat to stick to the side and like rolled
but
up the side.
But that would be burning hot metal because it's definitely not cold there.
Do you think this person cares?
Well, I don't know. What were they on?
That's kind of the point that I'm making.
Well, she had a mental breakdown. thought I read that her car was hit by three different people and she just lost it.
Really?
Yeah.
I know. She climbed on top of the big rig where she remained for more than an hour. Camera footage from bystanders captured images of the woman screaming at authorities and dancing before firefighters finally coaxed her into a ladder truck basket around 11 a.m. I wish, when I started reading that sentence the first time I read it, I thought firefighters, I'm like, please tell me they blasted her off the top of the truck with like the high pressure hose just bam! Hose it down. Oh. She's a hot mess. We need to put the fire out.
Just imagine driving down the road. You're minding your own business. You're hating life because it's Monday morning. Mm-hmm. And you look up. What the?
What's that?
Speaking of hot mess, was she
Holy
hot?
Holy tatas, Batman.
Was she hot?
I didn't see any pictures of her. Ian, could you comment? Did you see anything with this lady?
Nothing definitive. The pictures were too blurred out that you couldn't see anything to tell whether or not she was hot or not.
They had to blur basically the entire thing, so she was just like a walking blur on the video.
That's no fun.
She was like twerking on top of the big rig, too.
Oh, my God.
Because that's like the thing to do anymore, I guess, is twerk wherever you can.
Another story about a woman walking naked in front of traffic. It happened either yesterday or maybe the day before. 52-year-old woman... just walked out into traffic.
You don't know.
You know. The person that's going to walk out into traffic, okay. It's never good.
Good point.
Yeah. I didn't read much into that story because I read 52-year-old and got very horrified and turned away.
I mean, I guess there would be worse ways to get into a terrible car accident and die.
Depends
on
the girl.
At least it's not hard to explain.
There'd probably be better ways, too. You know, like if a meteor fell out of the sky and crushed your car. See, I'm really hoping I die by meteor. That would be awesome.
Good to know.
Naked woman in highway. Crisco wants to die by meteor. How did we get here?
I brought that up on the show before. It's a dream of mine.
Depending on how big that girl was, if she fell off the big rig, it'd be kind of the same.
Mickey's shaking her head because she doesn't understand. She doesn't get football references. Peyton Manning. You know who Peyton Manning is, right?
Yes.
Thanks to Jimmy Holt for that. Peyton Manning, he had this thing where whenever he was play calling, right before the snap, he would yell, Omaha!
Okay.
It was some kind of audible. We still don't know what exactly it meant, but it meant something in their play call.
And there was different times that it meant different things. When you say Omaha, they'd hike it. Then they say Omaha, they'd change the play. It was some weird Peyton Manning language.
Yeah, it had to do like with what he said either before it or two words before it or something like that. But like all the players were listening. It's just a way for him to be a tactician on the field. So that's where that's from.
Okay.
But yeah, the biggest news in football probably for the year, I'm going to say. I mean, we all knew it was coming, but Peyton Manning has officially retired from professional sports.
This is much like when Brett Favre finally retired. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I can't imagine an NFL without him. It's been since 1998 that we haven't had Peyton Manning in the NFL. That is, and he's so good.
Yeah.
At everything.
The thing is, he was good. Like, these last couple years, you could tell he was a frail old man who was still trying to get that one last victory.
Last two.
Which he did, and I'm glad that he did. But, yeah, he needed to go. He hasn't been in his prime for a couple years now.
But still, even Peyton Manning at the end of his career, all, like, old and not doing as well, is still as good as an average quarterback in the NFL. That's a scary thing.
Yeah, you're right.
He was even good at giving his retirement speech. That might have been one of the best retirement speeches I've ever heard.
And that's the whole thing. You can't be a sports fan, or if you've ever played sports, like, you can feel the emotion. Like, he was on the verge of tears the entire time, which, like, understandable, you know? But here's where he actually announced his retirement.
There's something about 18 years. 18 is a good number. And today, I retire from pro football.
Oh, yeah. Crushed me.
Yeah. There were a couple moments where, like, he'd perk back up again during the speech, and then, like, he'd say something or he'd think of something, and it'd be like, hold on, I just need a minute to compose myself. John, come in here, give me a kiss on the cheek and perk me up.
I give the guy credit, though, because he was close a couple times, but he always lifted himself right back up and was back to being funny Peyton Manning like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He did a nice mix between the two. I'm just wondering, what is he going to do now that he's retired?
I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight. I promise you that.
Oh, okay.
Drink better beer, Peyton. Jeez. Yeah. Invest in a better company. But, I mean, do you think he goes coach? I think he must.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think. Do you know what I think would be perfect for him?
one of those halftime like show type things.
Oh yeah. You know what though? My only thing with that is, I mean, I could definitely see him doing that. I think like he needs to be a coach though, because everybody talked about how he was a coach on the field. I mean, if he doesn't at least become an offensive coordinator, that's a tremendous loss for the league, as far as I'm concerned.
The talk around town is that he's going to be a front office guy, kind of similar to John Elway. So okay. That I could see
in Denver or for the Colts,
just in general. I mean, he wants to be a front office guy.
I think he'd be great in John Elway's position for the Colts.
See, I think he'd be much better as a coach.
He could be great anywhere.
I mean, he could do what he wants, obviously, but I think it's like he would elevate the entire league by being a coach, like just bringing his mind to bear on somebody's offense.
I think that. I agree with that. I don't think anybody would argue that. But I said he's going to be the halftime guy or something like that. Honestly, I think he might just disappear. He's one of those guys that if
he's just going to, smoke's going to go poof, and he's just going
to
be gone.
No, but if he can't play, I don't think he wants to just, it would be too emotional to watch other people do it.
Maybe, but that's kind of what I mean. Like, if he's a coach, you're at least contributing to the game.
No, because then you want to play.
You're not
and
just
then
sitting, well,
it annoys you.
In a certain sense of the word, you are playing. You're strategizing, you're still,
it's
you're
not
still training
the same.
Guys. Whatever, I mean, if I couldn't, what is that old saying? If you can't do whatever, teach,
yeah.
Right? Isn't that the old thing?
Those who can't teach.
Yeah, those who can't teach, right. Wait.
I think, or whatever.
Those who can't do, teach is the saying.
There you go. Yeah. So there you go. You know what I mean? He should be a coach. He should be an instructor. He should be elevating the league through his offense. I mean, I get what you're saying. I mean, obviously he'd still want to play, but I think he'd be better suited for that than commentating on the halftime report or doing front office work. That would be even more miserable. Then you're literally just sitting in the office hearing about this awesome team that you work for. You never actually get to get on the field.
Again, he would be a great coach. I just don't see him doing it.
That's such a grind coaching in the NFL that after 18 years of grinding, I think, E might be right that he might just for a couple of years just kind of fade off.
And if I learned anything from all my years in the dance club, too much grinding can really lead to bad things.
Wow. All right. Can we move on to something else? Because that was scary.
Sorry, I kind of just deflated the room, didn't I?
Yeah, you really did.
It's our own deflategate thing, right? Where is it?
If you got an issue, let's debate it.
No, we're not debating this issue. No.
Anyway, Peyton Manning, it was an awesome career. All those records that he holds. And, man, we're going to miss you in the league, dude.
Absolutely.
It's been our pleasure to watch you. Up next on A Freak Accident, we have some poor habits that are easy to start and really, almost impossible to break. Let's see how many of these we're guilty of. It's up next.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
But I got two bad habits.
Oh, yeah.
Two bad habits.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the other one is you, babe.
Oh, ooh, man. I feel the pain.
I dig it, man. I can feel this song. Yeah. Love it. Angie Stone.
One of my favorites.
Get down, Mickey. Get down.
No.
Come on.
I heard she did a collaboration with Metallica. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. She's going to be on Metallica's new album, didn't you hear, Crisco?
Yeah.
Well, kill me. anyhow, we got some bad habits that are easy to get into and hard to grow out of.
Yeah.
Okay, these are habits that normally start when you're in your 20s, and you develop these, and then by the time you're in your 30s, it's just happening all the time. So I want to see how many of these we're actually guilty of. And I actually read through it, and most of them, yeah, me, admittedly. So one of these is not brushing your teeth before bed. You get into that habit of not doing it, it's impossible to start doing it.
There was a period of time when I was working overnights, especially when I was working overnights, that I would go and I'd get home and I'd be like, and my night was day was night. So I would get home and I'd be like, you know what? I'll do it when I get up.
Yeah.
I'll do it. And it would become a trend.
Yep.
After a while.
Yeah. You put it off. I mean, for me, it's like if I fall asleep on the couch watching TV, and then wake up in the middle of the night to go upstairs and go to bed. I'm usually zombie by that point. It's like, I'm not stopping in the bathroom to brush my teeth. I'm getting to the bed and collapsing as quickly as possible.
I never used to brush my teeth before bed, but my wife does, so it's like, Maybe I'll do this, and now I'm in the habit of actually doing it.
It is good hygiene. I mean, I'll never forget a couple. I started doing it, like, as much as possible, and flossing, too. Because that's another thing. If you don't start flossing, like, it's impossible. I heard, Mitch Hedberg once said, it's as hard to start flossing as it is to stop smoking.
Oh, yeah.
It's impossible. So, I mean, I flossed, because I had problems with my gums a couple of years back, so okay. I needed to try and, you know, improve my dental hygiene a little bit, and I have.
That would help.
They're fine now, but yeah, I can agree with this, though. I mean, if you don't get into the habit of doing it, you'll never do it. Leaving your fingernails and toenails unattended.
Oh, I'm guilty of that.
Those suckers just grow until you start stabbing somebody with them.
Mine are like talons. I can climb trees.
Like eagle claw.
I have the opposite bad habit. I chew.
Climb trees.
I chew my nails, which is a disgusting habit.
Yeah, no, that's bad too. But yeah, I mean, if I don't, mine usually, I usually clip them like once a week. I try to anyway.
Yeah, I'm usually about every couple of days at this point because of all the work I do, it destroys my nails. So I'm sitting there with the nail clippers. I'm just like, can we just be normal for one day? One. That's all I ask for.
You can't do like the whole thing like with the acrylics or anything.
Oh, God,
right?
No.
With the work that you do?
I tried at one point and they lasted about a week. And then it was like, I never understood why girls always complained about a broken nail. When I broke a nail, I finally realized it is painful.
Really?
Because, well, they thin out your nail to put all this fancy stuff on top of it. So when it breaks, it like rips your actual nail off. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, not pleasant. So
I can't actually
stay away
see you wearing one of those.
There's pictures of
nail.
Me with acrylic nails. Yeah, I look ridiculous with them.
Oh, yoy. So what's the next habit, Dan?
All right, the next habit is picking your face.
Guilty.
Guilty?
I don't get it.
It's not necessarily acne. Picking your face will make you look terrible. Stop doing it. Blemishes. I mean, I guess it's... let me see here.
I don't get picking your face.
Digging at blackheads, popping pimples, or like, I guess, peeling dry skin. Like picking it if you get like a dry skin thing going on.
I'll say this. I've never popped a pimple or anything like that.
Really?
Never in my life have I done that.
Let me tell you how satisfying it is. It is one of the best things in the world.
Now,
especially when you get that deep one that really like explodes and the stuff flies all over the mirror. It's like, yeah.
I am guilty of, though, when I get sunburned and the dry skin, because that's just fun.
Oh, yeah.
Peeling the skin
off. See, we all have nasty habits.
Crisco, have you ever had a pimple cause a headache and you pop the pimple and your headache goes away?
I have had that happen.
Isn't
yeah,
it,
I've actually had like sore skin around it, and then when you actually pop that sucker, it's like it suddenly feels fine, like all the tension in my face is gone.
Somewhere Mel Gibson is screaming freedom just for you.
Next is having a filthy keyboard and or cell phone.
Oh, the keyboard, and especially actually cell phone I've gotten better with. What I would do is I'd eat and I'd text at the same time, and then it would just be like grease.
Oh,
just
yeah,
grease.
All over the screen. Yeah, that's the problem with the touch phones and the smartphones is, yeah, your finger smudges are all over the freaking thing.
I just told my boss, she just got a new phone, and because we work in a kitchen, she's constantly with the greasy. She has managed to break the phone within the first week, and she goes, I don't understand. I'm like, you have grease on your fingers. I'm like, you can't use this. We need a dinosaur phone.
That can't exactly get into a circuit board. It's not good when that happens.
No.
But as far as cleaning a keyboard, though, I never do that.
No,
has anyone ever cleaned their keyboard?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you get like
the
Q-tip?
The air, and then the Q-tip, and then I have like the 99% alcohol from doing makeup. I do the same thing with like a cotton ball. I just wipe over.
Oh,
real quick,
okay. What do you use to get the air? Do you have like an air compressor or something?
Well, I have an air compressor, but I get those stupid canned air things.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I probably should do that though. This computer is pretty like sleek, and there's not much room for stuff to get into. But yeah,
the crazy thing is. Experts will tell you should clean your keyboard every day. I'm like, oh,
nope,
that's
not
ridiculous.
Happening.
Yeah, I'll be if I ever start doing that, it'll be like once a month, maybe.
Yeah,
but I will admit, at the radio station, we really need to clean up some of those keyboards.
Oh,
have
God.
You seen them?
Some
like, there are dead skin on there that's been there for years.
There's one. I swear to God, that the one in the studio. It was a couple months ago. There was so much dust on there, I swear, I could have made a wool coat out of dust.
I peeled the dust off. It came off. I had another dust keyboard that came off of the original keyboard.
I used it as a blanket to keep me warm.
We are filthy people at that station.
Oh,
let me tell you.
Gross.
It's, It's not good. Not washing your sheets and towels regularly.
Oh, that's... Yeah, I'm guilty.
Yeah, if you're a guy, you're so guilty of this.
That's
right. We have our women to take care of that.
Yeah. Ask Crisco how they freak out.
No, I'm just saying they remind us or they remember. Because otherwise, yeah, I'd never do it. You kidding me?
My towel is like a diving board. Seriously, it does not unharden until it's wet from the shower.
I gotta ask, when was the last time you washed towels?
Because of my girlfriend, I wash them every week, 2 weeks.
Before
See,
girlfriend.
You have motivation.
Oh, before the girlfriend.
Before girlfriend.
Jesus, monthly? Maybe? I don't know! Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's definitely... all right, not making your bed.
Never do. How's that a bad habit?
I never do it.
That
ever.
Is not a bad habit. That is something that makes you feel better, but nothing is going to change in your life bad if you don't make your bed.
I've honestly found that climbing into an unmade bed is infinitely more comfortable than having to peel back the sheets and get into something that's like all tucked in and everything.
And if you look at people in health, they'll say it's actually better not to continually make your bed.
Listen him making excuses to have bad habits.
Because what you do is you trap in the germs. That's what happens when you tuck in the bed and everything like that. They will tell you.
Trap in the germs. Germs just wander wherever they want to go.
Wash your frigging sheets and you won't have that problem.
Oh, no, that's a collection of history right there.
Oh, I don't want to follow that logic to the end of it.
I didn't mean that. You're gross.
Leaving food that's gone bad in the fridge.
Every week.
Yeah. And then you clear it out, and it's like, God, there's nothing left in here.
Yep.
The reason that's a problem in my house.
You feel pride, because you open up that fridge, you're like, yeah, look at all food that I have. And then it's mostly terrible
stuff. That's lettuce. Nope, that's a turkey. But... the reason why that happens in my house is I'll be like, I have to throw away that chicken, and then I forget, and it's Tuesday after garbage day.
Right.
And I don't want to throw it outside because then the animals are going to go get it.
Right.
So it's like, I'll wait till the next time.
And then you forget again.
And then it becomes accumulated.
That kind of the same problem.
That kind of goes right in with the next one, not attending to the trash. Your kitchen trash, specifically they mentioned, starts overflowing, and you just stack it higher and higher to where you have a trash pyramid out the top of your trash can.
For whatever reason, I keep doing this. It's very easy for me to take the trash out and just put it at the bottom of the stairs.
Of course it is. For me, it's recycling. Because I have a recycling bin underneath the kitchen sink. So, like, you know, when you're done with a beer or you're done with a soda can or whatever, you toss it in there. And then, like, you know, the idea is when the bin gets filled, you take it and you dump it in the big thing downstairs that you can take to the recycling center. Except I'm too lazy to take it down when it gets filled. And I'll put it off. I'll postpone it. And then eventually it becomes a game where, like, I try to open the door, throw in the thing, and close it before anything can fall out at me.
It becomes reverse Jenga.
Exactly. Yeah.
I actually have a worse problem with the trash. What I'll do is I have no problem. I will throw it out once it gets filled. But what I'll do is I'll put it to the side and I'll be like, all right, I'm going to go eat something. And I use paper plates a lot just because I don't want to do dishes. So what I'll do is I'll be like, all right, it's a paper plate. I'm done with it. I'm not going to go grab another thing. I'll just throw it in the garbage. I'll put a new one in the morning.
The can is filled and there's no bag in there.
And do you know how much that makes your can smell?
Oh, God, It's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. These are really terrible habits. We should probably fix some of these. Having bad table manners, in other words, like talking with your mouth full. By the way, this list from The Thrillist is where this is coming from. Eating with your mouth full, wiping your greasy hands on your shirt rather than using a napkin, stuff like that. Bad manners, you can't get out of that.
Guilty, guilty, and guilty.
Really?
Yeah.
Amen.
My sister-in-law belches at every single dinner meal without fail from the first time I met her to whenever last time we were all having dinner together.
Well, that's just a compliment to the chef. Is what that is.
It's actually kind of disgusting.
And not wearing clean underwear and or socks every day.
Here's the problem with that.
Oh, good. More excuses. Great.
No, not underwear.
Keep on sucking.
Socks. Sometimes you could go twice in a week with wearing the sock because I don't have that many socks.
My feet sweat bad. I have to change the socks.
You really don't do laundry, do you?
Well, I don't have laundry at my house. I don't have a washer at my house.
So neither do I.
Do you really want me to go into the laundromat near my house? Because I'm going to get shot.
You can get shot at any laundromat. It doesn't matter where you live.
That's why I wait to go to the girlfriend's house where she has a washer and dryer.
Yeah, and proofreaders much nicer to look at than scary people who are looking at you strangely out of the corner of their eyes.
Yeah, I mean, she looks at me strangely, but she's not creepy looking.
Right,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So these are all bad habits. So we, four of us, I think, have each of these.
Yeah, yeah.
He just needs to do his laundry.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, your problem will be solved. And take your trash out.
I feel we've all grown into these habits because I'm pretty sure our parents did not teach us to do these things.
Either that or we're just lazy.
Well, that too.
I'm just lazy. That's all my problem is.
My name's Lazy E.
There you go.
I can say for a fact my dad tried to teach me most of these things, and I just didn't take.
So you're just rebelling then.
Yeah.
You keep that youthful spirit, young man.
We want to know how many you break.
Yeah, what are your bad habits? Email it to us, freaks@freakaccident.com. Aaron Andrews got some good news, and I think well-deserved.
Yeah.
So let's cover this next on A Freak Accident.
A Freak Accident proudly presents you with Real Tweets from Kanye West. On another note, can bra be the girl version of bra? And that was a real tweet from Kanye West.
So when you think that I'm sincerity faking, remember I only like you when you're naked.
A lot of people liked her when she was naked, Aaron Andrews.
See, I don't think that's really appropriate.
Yeah. She was really good looking.
Yeah, and she was severely traumatized by this entire experience.
I'm not saying it was good, but a lot of people liked it. You can't deny that.
There's a lot of songs out there about being naked. I just noticed that. Two in this show alone, this episode.
People like being naked.
And that last one was from the Warp Zone. So I'm glad, you know, there's so much content out there for people to keep making songs about being naked. But yeah, Aaron Andrews, who we know from ESPN and
Fox News,
right? She's on there as well.
Fox Sports.
Right. Yeah. She was on ESPN, I think, when this happened. She's a sportscaster.
Yeah.
Very well known. Her trial was recently settled for $55 million she was awarded. Because what had happened was, if you're not familiar with the story, there was a situation that she had gotten wrapped up in the Nashville Marriott Hotel.
Yeah.
Where some guy who, what is this guy's name?
Stalker.
Yeah. Stalker One is a pretty appropriate name.
Yeah, that's what he was. He was definitely a stalker. His last name was Barrett.
Okay.
Let me see if I can...
I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Michael Barrett is his name. Yeah, there was bad news here, too. He was stalking her. It was known. And apparently he found out she was staying at the Nashville Marriott. He went in and said, I want the room right next door to Aaron Andrews. Or he asked, is Aaron Andrews staying here? And they said, yes.
Oh.
He said, I want the room right next door. They said, okay.
Dumb.
So they booked him in the room next door without notifying her. And I guess he made a hole, a peephole, and like put a camera through there and filmed her as she was coming out of the shower.
Yep.
And then uploaded it online because, yeah, why keep that to yourself? No, share it with the world, idiot, you freaking creep. And then so it was out there. It was all online. And she was understandably, like, you know, she had a psychologist say in this trial that she suffered from minor post-traumatic stress, which, yeah, I mean, she was explaining during the proceedings how, like, she would walk into a stadium and think, like, everybody here has seen it. You know, I mean, how could you not think that? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that would be traumatizing.
And not only that, when she checks into a hotel now she checks into a hotel. Then when she's in the room, she changes the room every time. Do you realize how much of a pain in the A that is, you know?
Yeah,
to actually go further into the story. So what that guy did, so he first called and said, I want the room next to Aaron Andrews. And they said, no. He goes, fine, can I just get a room anyway? So he gets in the hotel. Then he calls the front desk and says, hey, what room is she staying in? And they tell them.
Why would they do...
Well, here's the thing that gets even better. He calls later once he has his own room and says, I would like to be moved to room whatever it was right next door to her. And boom. That's when he got moved into the room right next door to her.
Well, that was who she sued. She sued the guy, whoever it was, that owned the franchise, that owned the Marriott franchise in Nashville. Because that's the thing, like, this guy, this Michael Barrett guy, I don't think he has $55 million bucks hanging out anywhere.
She sued both of them.
He's just a weird... Well, yeah, she did sue both of them, but I mean, I don't think he's getting I don't think he's going to have to pay anything, probably. What does he have?
Well, he doesn't have anything.
He pled guilty to stalking in 2009, and he served prison time, too. He's a former delivery truck driver. This is from people.com.
People?
Good joke.
Oh, Mickey, you're just full of them.
She's got jokes. Anyway, he explained that his motivation for filming was financial. He was not proud of what he had done. Well, no.
His motivation was not for financial reasons.
I mean, I'm sure maybe it was. That was his second thing he thought of, was, hey, there's money to be made online out of this. But she says she still thinks about it every day, that it haunts her. So the jury decided to award her, because it was all about whether or not the hotel was at fault, whether the hotel was negligent. And obviously, I think everybody can realize, So the jury agreed that the settlement was for $55 million, which I wonder how they came to that number. Like, it's not really oddly specific necessarily, but it is like $55 million. What kind of math did you use to get there?
She's not going to get all of that $55 million, though. Because it was split in two ways. They said that the blame went to 51% towards the hotel and 49% to the guy who was actually the stalker.
Okay.
And he's not going to pay $25 million unless delivery truck drivers make a lot more than I think they do.
Yeah.
So now, you know, the Marriott's going to want to probably try to settle, and she'll make a lot less. And then she'll be taxed on it, too.
Maybe what the guy made financially from the video that he produced.
Oh, that's true. I mean,
still
if he did sell
it
to, like, Vivid or whoever, I mean, they probably paid penny for it.
I'm not saying what happened to her wasn't horrible, but she got paid $55 million.
Well, she's also famous, too, though.
But $55 million for being filmed naked. I'm not lying. You pay me $1,000, I'll make a full-on porn.
Your standards really are that low, aren't they?
That's Lazy E at afreakaccident.com.
You know, if you're interested in making a porno with him.
There you go. Reach out to him.
I accept PayPal.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I think it's because, like, if it was just a regular person, you know, like, but she's famous. Like, millions of people see her on TV every. So I think it's kind of like the embarrassment factor probably is, like, tenfold, you know, knowing that you're a public figure and, hey, the public has seen every bit and piece of you.
Did you hear what ESPN did to her before she was allowed back on air? Mm. ESPN made her do a sit-down interview before they allowed her to go back to work. They made her sit down and talk about this on national television.
That seems kind of, you know, a little bit insensitive.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe they were trying to see if she was going to be able to handle, you know,
you still
what
don't
the crowd
do
was
going to
do.
Though.
And that's a nice way to put blackmail. You don't get your job back until you do an interview.
Crap.
That's just so unethical to do to a person who has been a victim of, you know, let's put it the way it is, it's sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it absolutely is sexual abuse.
I mean, I'm happy that it was settled in her favor, though, you know, that she got that number. Like I said, I'm still curious. I mean, I think a specific number would be like if it was like 47.5 billion. It's like, where did you come up with that? 55. It kind of feels like the jury was like, I don't know. It's like 50 would be too little and 60 would be too much. So let's cut it right down the middle at 55.
More importantly than her getting the money, it's just important that this lawsuit's over because now she can officially put it behind her. It's over.
You hope anyway. You hope she can move past something like that.
I think she will.
You don't ever move past that, though. I mean, when you're saying that she goes around to every peephole inside the hotel and puts Band-Aids over them and, you know, she'll make sure the clocks are turned a certain way so they're not towards her. I mean, that's just... That's a rough way to exist.
Man, I wish there were that many people who wanted to look at me.
I know. There's actually people that have paid me $55 million just for me to put clothes on.
Meanwhile, Kim Kardashian.
Where's all this? Wait. He just said people have paid him $55 million to keep his clothes on. Where is all of this money? We could really use some new equipment and like a nice studio space and
Swedish accounts.
That's anyway, where your money goes. It goes into the Swedish bank.
Anyway, Kim Kardashian posts two pictures to Instagram this week where she is stark naked, and this is all we're I mean, we're...
But that's how she got popular in the first place.
I know.
So that's irrelevant.
It's just amazing the two different ideas, you know.
And to quote another Kanye West tweet, fake, 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 fake. But that's just my analysis.
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
Welcome to my house.
Working in radio and hearing this song on Mondays and doing this podcast, I now have my house stuck in my head.
I was going to say, Flo Rida is terrible, but man, if this song does not get in your ear and just stick there and worm its way into your brain matter.
It's my house.
Yeah, Flo Rida. I don't get why he... How is this music so addicting? It's so fun.
Quick funny story. My friend's mom still has the caller ID that says the name on her landline, and one came from
making the boob.
Oh yeah, so
what's
right now
E's
hands are right at boob level.
Listen to the story.
Left here, right here.
Listen. So when it announced that they had a call from Florida...
There's been a lot of talk about nudity on tonight's show. I mean, just, you know, take it for what it is.
When it announced that it had a call from Florida, it goes, "You have a call from Flo Rida." Ed goes, "Oh my God! Flo Rida's calling! Sweet!
Sing me a song, man!"
Let me into my house, baby, we gonna go out.
I don't even know the words.
Do you know the lyrics?
I know the tune, though. It's like, yeah, whatever. It's the WrestleMania theme song, because that's what this segment's about. It's the road to WrestleMania. And man, has it been a stinker so far. I mean, listen, it's got its bright spots. I'll admit that. But here's the problem. I remember a time when Raw was, like, beginning to end, a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
They've had a couple of them in the last couple years, you know, especially last year's Road to WrestleMania was terrible. The year before that, though, was excellent. Every single Raw leading up to it was must-see TV. This year, though, it's been, like, with the exception of a couple things here and there, I mean, you know, the match Owens put on with Neville was great. The New Day versus Y2AJ match was phenomenal. But beyond that, and somebody actually did the math, 3-hour show, there was only 30-something minutes of actual wrestling on a 3-hour wrestling program. What is going on?
I enjoyed you two tweeting about how terrible Raw was last week.
You know what? That's actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's one thing we haven't brought up yet, at least not on the podcast. If you're a wrestling fan, obviously you are if you're listening to this segment, I mean, you can follow, me at Crisco on the air, or at A Freak Accident on Twitter, and Lazy E live tweets from A Freak Accident, our Twitter handle, the podcast Twitter handle, and I live tweet from mine. So you can kind of get like a second experience, actually, if you're watching Raw. You get to see our play-by-play and our commentary as the show goes on.
The one thing you didn't mention yet, the Kevin Owens match, the big thing, Sami Zayn coming back out nowhere.
Yeah.
And
that was the redeeming quality of this past Raw.
And the redeeming quality of WrestleMania. Those two fighting it out is going to be amazing.
Well, you brought up that there's already a built-in storyline there between those two.
We're talking not only in the WWE, not only in NXT, we're talking indies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Generico and Steen were like a huge tag team for a while.
And they own a lot of that copyright to the videos because of them working with indie development leagues and stuff like that. They're going to have great video packages.
I know you were thinking the same thing I was, though, when Sami Zayn comes out. It's like, just please watch the jerky shoulder movements. Don't pile. Because you need to understand, when he came out, when he made his main roster debut against John Cena last year, he came out and the crowd was going nuts. And, like, he jumped up on the ring steps and he kind of, like, you know, was doing the thing with your arms where you're trying to get people to cheer louder. And he did it, and you see him, he goes, his eyes get big, and then he kind of reaches over awkwardly and grabs his shoulder. He injured himself hyping up the crowd. Yeah, he tore his rotator cuff. And then went on to wrestle the match, but he was out for, like, geez, 8 months or something like that?
Long
time.
He Grammatica'd himself. He celebrated. Yeah. He blew his knee out.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
He did.
It was terrible. But, I mean, that's going to be good. There's already a built-in feud there, so that's going to be fantastic. I mean, the Shane Taker thing, I still don't know what's going on. I like that they made Shane seem like he's scrappy.
Beat up the security.
Yeah, but, like, we got to get some Shane and Undertaker face-to-face heading into Mania. And, I mean, that's, we were kind of talking about that, too. The big problem is I hate this whole Roadblock network special because you know nothing's going to come out of it. Nothing is going to change because the status quo has never changed with any of these network specials. So, with the exception of the NXT title changing hands from Owens to Balor at Beast in the East, but that's the NXT title. Nothing on the main roster is ever changed with these network specials. So this is literally just a diversion a couple weeks before Mania. It's like, it's already, your roster's depleted from injuries. Why aren't you focusing more on the build? Reigns hasn't even been on TV, and he's in the main event.
And when you have a thing like Roadblock, like right in between, less than in between, really close to WrestleMania, you're now focusing your mind in two different places.
Right.
Okay, we got to push Roadblock, but wait, we got to push Mania. Oh my God, what do we do?
Right, yeah. And you know what? I like the Y2AJ. I was kind of joking when I was live tweeting, like, oh man, they got shirts made. This is going to last a while.
Nope.
And then, yeah, nope, that ended really fast. Although, good though. A lot of people said we've seen the match before, but those guys are fantastic.
Oh, they're great.
And the matches that they put on have been great. And I think, like, it's only been getting better since their first one. So mm-hmm. I think, like, this is going to be, what, four or
yeah,
three? Three
four.
Or four. I mean, but I think it's going to be
It's
going to
be the climax.
Especially at WrestleMania, yeah. It's going to be great.
If you guys invite me over to your house to watch WrestleMania, all I'm going to ask the entire time is, where's John Cena and The Rock?
The Rock's going to be at WrestleMania yeah. doing something. John Cena actually admitted that he's going to be on the shelf. He's going to miss it.
Yeah, he might show up as an off-screen, out-of-the-ring
maybe
character.
Like, maybe like for the Hall of Fame or something.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Big Boss Man going in.
I love that. Big Boss Man was so good at what he did. And who can forget the most memorable moment with Big Boss Man? Feuding with the Big Show, and then Big Show's father died. They played that in the storyline.
Yeah,
so,
and he dragged the casket away.
He dragged the casket away, and Big Show jumps on it and tumbles off. And he goes, it was hilarious.
This was in the era when everybody needed to have, like, a day job. Like, all the wrestlers were, like, firefighters and police officers and, like, army
oh,
people
no.
and
accountants. This was after that.
No, it was.
This is when Big Boss Man came back, and they had to call him Boss Man because they couldn't change his name at that point. But he wore, like, SWAT team. He was, like, on Vince's side, almost like the early day
Shield. I remember that. That, yeah.
Yeah, that's when that happened.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, you know, his early days, you know, because he got his start in the, you
well,
know,
you
the
better
era.
Watch out, gonna down to Cobb County, Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He was a cop in Cobb County, Georgia. He really was.
Was he?
Yeah, that's how he got the gimmick.
Interesting backstory.
I don't think you guys understand. I'm going to ask where John Cena is every 10 seconds just to see how mad Crisco gets.
Well, that's why we're not inviting you.
Yeah. Good. You stay home, idiot. But, I mean, I did.
Yeah, you then.
I did like. Shut up about John Cena already. He's not that great. Anyway, I did like the thing with Bray Wyatt, though,
where he touches the title.
He kind of, like, bowed up to Triple H and he kind of looked at the title and kind of, like, you know, touched and then they walked away. That's kind of like, what are they setting up there, though?
I hope, like, it's something.
We know H is dropping the title to Reigns at Mania. So, like, is Bray going after H, or are we going to get another series where Reigns is going to bury Bray Wyatt for freaking 4 months?
You knew that worked, though, when the entire crowd, they're silent at that point, and all of a sudden they go, ooh, like you yeah. heard them all. Oh.
How dare you tease something way more interesting than what's actually happening on the card.
You better make this turn into something
yeah,
now.
If this doesn't pay off, I'm really going to be upset because you've been teasing doing something with Bray for how long now?
Oh, forever.
Yeah, and then we hear that they lose on SmackDown this week against the idiots, the Usos and Ziggler team. Yeah, great.
Is that even on TV?
How that better
sure.
be a dark match, because it's like, yeah. how do you maintain that the Wyatts are credible if they're losing to those schmucks? No offense, I love Ziggler.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can't, like, these are the guys, these are the big baby faces. You know what
yeah.
I mean? These guys are supposed to be threatening. They're each, like, 8 feet tall.
Oh,
how
you're talking
are
about
they not?
They're the heels.
Yeah, how are they not destroying? Well, no, I said the
oh,
the team
okay,
that they
yeah,
lose
yeah,
to
yeah,
are the baby
yeah.
faces.
Right.
Like, these guys, the Wyatts, are 8 feet tall. How are they not destroying people?
And planets.
Yeah. How are they literally not eating worlds, as Bray Wyatt talks about all the time? But, I mean, I don't know, man. Somebody recently called this mid-card mania. It kind of is.
So far, but we've had WrestleManias with bad builds before that end up being phenomenal. WrestleMania 30. So, maybe.
One thing I noticed, though, is Cena, Cesaro, and Rollins are all rehabbing at the Performance Center.
That is going to be a hell of a return.
You're going to have all three of them return at the same time. Business is going to pick up quick.
I say they all return at once. Don't save it. Just have them all run out
at
once.
The same time.
And
yeah.
it's just like, what's happening?
Suddenly this is watchable again.
Yeah, that would be great.
I do hope things turn around, though, heading toward Mania, but I've got very, very low expectations at this point.
Yeah.
So you guys do like John Cena. Okay.
I'm going to smash you
over
the head with
this
iPad.
I think that's about time to end the show.
Don't forget, though, to follow us on Twitter, and Lazy E and I live tweet Raw every single week, and Lazy E will be live tweeting Mania as well.
You can also check us out at freakaccident.com.
Yeah.
Send us an email at freaks at a freakaccident.com.
Where can they get that Twitter? Come on. Come on. Where's that at?
At a freak accident.
Where?
At a freak accident on Twitter. Oh, on the menu bar.
At a freak accident.
I hate that. Why does it have to be on the menu bar? Can we change that?
Where am I going to put it?
I don't know.
On the website. Do you know
what
graphics?
Happened to the Connect tab? I missed the Connect tab.
It's the Connect button on the menu bar now.
It's too many buttons.
The new website has a menu bar.
I want a big red button that says tweet. Push.
You are a big red button.
She's like a little kid. I'm going to get you one of those Staples buttons that just says tweet on it. You can take it home with you. Yeah, click Connect on the menu bar at our website, which is, again, what?
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
You know what?
It's over.
You know what our website is, right?
Freakaccident.com.
Thank you. Yeah, and don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Jeez. And leave a review.
I'm sick. I have an excuse this week.
What was your excuse last week?
I'm not a dummy.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
So
I don't get it.
Yeah, no, we know.
That's the end of the show.
let's end the show. Again, subscribe on iTunes. Leave us a good review if you enjoy the show. Thanks for being here. We'll be back next week, unfortunately, with another brand new episode of this, our podcast. And I thank you for listening. For A Freak Accident, my name is Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Ian Hunter.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are a given.
Until there's a freak accident.
OJ did it. He did it.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. You're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes. A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.